Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is Vernal Sumpfer there?
Speaking.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and you may sub participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. Give me one second. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Work for what now?
Work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, Okay. Thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
So will I vote this month?
In November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and offices, yes.
Yes, I will be voting.
Okay, you will say definitely vote or probably vote?
Say that again.
Sure. Are you definitely going to vote or probably vote?
I've been voting for the last 20 years. Since it's stopping now.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Okay, and may I know your age?
83.
Thank you so much for your answer. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Now,
I'm trying to figure out what are we voting on. What do you say about that?
Oh, this is a survey. It's just a survey for general.
I know, but I'm saying yeah. I didn't catch what you said. I would be voting on right now. Say that again.
Sure, no worries. Let me read the question again. So I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people
issues.
Yes, issues.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And you can rate these issues from on a scale from 0 to 10, how important this issue is for you. 10 is the most important for you, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. So the first issue is fighting racism and discrimination. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this?
Say that again.
Sure. The first issue is fighting racism and discrimination. On a scale from 0 to 10, how would you rate how important this issue is for you?
You said fighting.
Fighting. Yes, fighting racism and discrimination.
Say the issue would be, I said 5.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. The next issue is making housing more affordable. On a scale from 0 to 10, how important would you rate this issue?
10.
Thank you. And the next issue is protecting voting rights and democracy. On a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the last issue, reducing crime and gun violence. And a scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you for your answer. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Getting worse. Thank you for your answer. And do you believe that health outcomes in general in the American, African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
Well, which community?
No worries. The question is, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
They are not the same.
About the same. Thank you for your answer.
They are not the same.
Oh, okay. So would you say better or worse?
Worse.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Then the next question. Which of the following do you feel are having most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to two. I will read some options for you, and you will need to pick just two of them, okay? So the first choice is opiates and fentanyl, cigarettes. Next, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. The next, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community?
Well, the drugs or whatever, not alcohol, it's drugs.
Okay, but you would you think are opiates, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, ketamine, ecstasy, or and other products?
Amphetamine is really taking over.
Okay, thank you. And you can select another one if you like, such as cigarettes, alcohol, vaping, marijuana, and other cannabis products.
Well, marijuana is one.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, the next question. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes throughout cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? The options are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Didn't quite catch the smoking. I do not agree with. I don't know whether I said that right.
Okay, so you will say somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. Now, the next question is, I'd like you to ask to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first product is oral nicotine pouches. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
I'm not familiar with it.
Thank you. The other product is heat, not burn, tobacco products. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar.
Thank you. And the last product is e-cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Familiar with.
You said you are familiar with it?
Say I'm okay with it.
No, if you know, if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all about the e-cigarettes or vapes.
I'm somewhat familiar.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Yes, thank you so much. Now, I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America.
Hold on. Yeah? How long you talking about keeping me here?
Oh, don't worry. We're about to finish the survey. So if you can bear with me for a couple of more questions, I promise it won't take me so long. Okay?
I don't know about that.
Oh, no worries. I mean, we're just past the half of the survey. And like I said, it's not going to take a long time. I'm going to do it as quick as possible. Okay? And actually, we do appreciate your time and, of course, your answers. So do you want me to proceed with the next question?
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you so much. So as you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains a leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives caused each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking but are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form for tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco or nicotine alternatives. So after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? The least of the options are more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up. Which option would you choose?
Hello?
I don't really even know.
Hello?
Okay, no problem. I totally understand. In this case, we can move on to the next question. I would like to read 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? The first statement is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we shall continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine throughout education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. That's the first statement. The second statement is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit throughout traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about about an access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. So between those two statements, with which statement do you agree the most? The first one or the second one?
The second one.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And we'll just say that vaping...
Okay, now, that's it for me.
If you don't have time right now, I can try to call you back tomorrow so we can finish the survey?
Not really.
Okay, no problem. I totally understand. Well, thank you again for your time, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.